download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up later this hour, Andrew Dice Clay will join us to talk about his show this weekend at the Copernicus Center on the Northwest Side. Of course, Andrew Dice Clay, a very controversial stand-up comedian who has a resurgence of sorts in his show Dice on Showtime. Scott Armstrong was on the show with us talking about that. We'll talk with him about getting back on stage for the summer tour that's coming up after 9:30. Well, this weekend, the popular show Flamenco Passion returns to the North Shore Performing Arts Center in Skokie. This is a concert featuring the best flamenco guitarists and musicians in the world, as presented by the Ensemble Español. These performances are part of the company's 2016 American Spanish Dance and Music Festival, which is on stage till the 25th. The annual event is now 40 years old. I had no idea. Congratulations. In studio with me, Jorge Perez. He's the executive director of Ensemble Español. And also joining us, guitarist Paco Fanta, who's from Spain, who's now living in Miami, a very well-known guitarist. It's a pleasure to have you here in studio. Thanks for being here on the Down Low. We appreciate
it. Thank you very much for having me here.
All right, so let's talk. Jorge, why don't I start with you? 40 years, congratulations, first off, for that. This is a big festival, and it's a this part of it is very popular, the Flamenco Passion. Talk about its roots.
Certainly. The Ensemble Español was founded by Dame Libby Camaico, our artistic director, back in 1976. She had auditioned for the famous Jose Greco, who was brought to the United States in the 50s and 60s via Walt Disney, and he loved all three styles of Spanish dance, and he came by Chicago at the Palmer House, and Dame Libby went for an audition, actually accompanied a friend of hers. Her friend did not get into the company, but Dame Libby did, and it changed her life. She fell in love with Spanish dance, and she and her mom was a concert pianist, Dorothy Camaico, and they would present all three styles of Spanish dance, and she came to Northeastern, and she presented one concert to a sold-out auditorium, and they never let her go. They invited her to come to give some classes, and then the ensemble 2 years later was born with 7 Northeastern students, where the company has been in residence all its 40 years. And we became a non-for-profit arts organization. After that, the company continued to grow with these students becoming professionals. And one of the things that Dame Libby had a vision of was, how do I bring Spain to Chicago? How do I further the artists' professionalism and training? And so that's where the birth of the American Spanish Dance and Music Festival, which is having Spain here for all these incredible 10 days. We have these concerts at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. That's one of the biggest highlights that we have throughout the year. And then the artists stay and teach from morning till night for a whole week, June 20th through the 25th at our Northeastern studios. And there they are engulfing and learning with these masters in classical ballet, folkloric dances, and of course, the one that everyone associates Spain with, flamenco.
So that was my question about the three types of Spanish dancing. So you just named them right there. But the flamenco is the popular one. That's the one that people gravitate to.
That's the one that pretty much everyone gravitates to, and it's in the ensemble's mission because of Dame Libby's love and passion that Jose Greco presented all three styles. We definitely have that grand variety in our programming and in our mission. It states on there all three styles, and then we also do it in the traditional and contemporary formats. So there's also been a wonderful variety in our theatrical presentations where flamenco gets fused with contemporary movements and songs and music, as well as with some folkloric mesh there. So it's just to show you the history, we've got over 135 choreographies in the Ensemble Español. We are an international company. Hedy Weiss of the Chicago Sun-Times called us a global phenomenon last year. And the beauty of it is that, you know, we bring through the American Spanish Dance and Music Festival here to Chicago these incredible grand artists like Paco Fonta, who contributes incredibly with the songs of flamenco, composition, as well as his lecture series in informing the folks how it works.
Well, Paco, let's bring you in here. Thanks for being here. And we definitely want you to play some stuff coming up here. Maybe we'll do it after the break. But let's talk about your relationship to flamenco. Where does it come from? Talk about the origins of the music in your life.
And the origins come from Andalusia. Flamenco is, as he said, now is universal. Practically everywhere in the world you can have flamenco, and you can hear flamenco, maybe better than warm. But flamenco started really in Andalusia, in a triangle of cities, that was Sevilla, Cordoba, uh-huh. and Cádiz.
Okay.
And from there, it spanned to where I was born out of this triangle, but very close. Jaén is in the next city from Cordoba.
Okay.
And from there, it spanned. It's all the world, all over the world.
For you, I mean, when did it become a part of your life? I mean, talk about the guitar, talk about flamenco.
I would say that I was born with on it. My, you know, in my family, was they were not artists, but my father would sing. My grandmother used to have a great voice and was always singing, even though at that time her husband would not allow her to sing. The people hear her singing. So only sing it in the house for us. No, you know, it, that's how it was. Right. You know, the culture
that's interesting.
Was very close. Now it's not anymore like that in Spain. But it used to be like that.
There's a lot of styles of flamenco. I mean, flamenco is a musical genre. I mean, it's a style of music and it's a style of dance. But it's also, I mean, it ranges. It's not a sad type of music. It's not a. There's a lot that's going on with the music.
In flamenco, you can express any kind of feeling. We have, we can be funny, we can be romantic, we can be very happy, we can be dancing, very, you know, and it can be a lot of things. Anything, any kind of feeling that people have, we can express it in flamenco.
Can you express that through your guitar? I mean, if I said play
the
something
guitar,
funny,
the,
what is what do you
in
play?
In the music, for example, if I play something like what I'm gonna play right now, I will ask you what you think. Well, I'm gonna play two of them.
Okay.
And then I will tell you which one is the happy one and which one
okay,
is the sad
good,
one.
Good, good.
Let me see what you.
All
think.
Right. Here we go.
Like okay. And this, by the way, the same. Both of them are gonna be in the same rhythm. Practically, because we do most of them in the rhythm of 12. It's 12 tempo that repeat itself, like the Indian music. They do the you know mm-hmm. the music that they repeat. It is rhythm very intricate. They say, "Oh, this rhythm is 17." Wow, how are you gonna be counting 17? Over and over, you know. The flamenco is like that, but we have some kind of pattern that we do,
okay.
And this is a 12 rhythm.
12, okay.
Both of them.
Okay.
So I'm gonna play one first and then the other one. So we'll go. Which one is the happy? Why? Which one is the
tough call? I would say the happy was the latter, the second one, right?
It's very clear.
Yeah,
I think so. It's very expressive. That's what I'm trying to say. It's very expressive. And as this, we can do like for example, we do the tanguillo. That was Soleá, the first one. Soleá is mean in English. In Soleá is loneliness.
Loneliness.
And the other
okay.
one was Alegrías. Alegrías is very, it's happiness. It's very clear.
Paco Fanta is in studio with us. He's performing as part of the 2016 American Spanish Dance and Music Festival, specifically Flamenco Passion. This is on stage this weekend at the North Shore Performing Arts Center in Skokie. Also with us, Jorge Perez. He's the executive director of Ensemble Español. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. Paco, you play something for us?
Yeah, sure.
All right, stand by.
I'm going to play something from my hometown.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman in studio with me tonight. This is so fun. We're talking about flamenco passion. Jorge Perez, he's the executive director of the Ensemble Español. They're behind the 2016 American Spanish Dance and Music Festival, which is running till the 25th. The last week is this weekend's the big stuff at the theater, and then you have the week of classes at Northeastern.
Correct.
This is their 40th year. Also in studio with us, Paco Fanta. He is an internationally recognized flamenco guitarist, singer, and composer, and he's going to play something for us coming up here. So, Flamenco Passion, this is the weekend. This is the big show. You expect big crowds because people like the flamenco.
Yeah, no, it's very, very popular, and this year we're really excited. In honor of the 40th anniversary, we've got incredible guest artists. We've got choreographies by Juan Mata and Ana Gonzalez, who are the founding members of the National Ballet of Spain.
Wow.
The legendary Carmela Greco, daughter of Jose Greco, who helped to start all of this. We mentioned she's got a beautiful Cantejondo deep song, solo seguiría. It's an international phenomena dances she has. And then we've also have Rojas and Rodriguez, two young choreographers who are just incredible artists. And then, of course, the multi-talented Paloma Gomez, a soloist, a former principal of the National Ballet of Spain.
Wow.
And so the variety is fantastic. Musicians from Madrid, Antonio Gabari Jimenez, of course, Paco Fontao, Manuel Palacín, flamenco singer. We've got percussionist Javier Saume, Mose, and David Chiriboga.
That's
so
a lot of
it is, it's great. I mean, how do you celebrate
that's
40 years
that's
and not
flamenco
go out
passion.
With a bang? That is the passion. And, you know, Justin, one of the beautiful things is that we've been invited for the first time to perform in Spain. It's not our mission in Chicago, Ensemble Español, to present to Spain the Spanish culture music, but the invitation came from
you
the mayor of Fuenlabrada. We took it.
That's
we
great.
Took it. So we're really excited.
When is that?
Folks can come see us, you know, right there at the North Shore. Visit our website, EnsembleEspanol.org, and not have to pay a ticket to go to Spain. You can go right here to the North Shore.
I like that. All right, Paco Fonta, you're going to play something for us here. What are we going to hear?
Well, I was decided to play something folkloric, because I played before a little bit of flamenco, so you have an example.
Okay.
So this is the folkloric from Sevilla. It's
okay.
Sevillanas, they dance it. It's like a couple, they used to dance like the men to seduce the woman. It's a kind of seduction dance. It's very like folkloric. So
all
people
right.
dance it there anywhere. And I'm going to try to play, because even the Sevillanas, we have different style. So I'm going to play, there is four coplas, and the four coplas is going to be each one different.
All right, okay? Here we go. Paco Fonta and and we will be the 2016 American Spanish Dance and Music Festival. All right, Paco, take
and
it away.
And this song is played with the castanets. So Jorge is going to be playing the castanets.
All right.
If you hear the traca, 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 this is castanets, Jorge, okay? Okay, here we go. Cartas iban y venían desde Londres a Madrid. Desde Londres a Madrid, cartas iban y venían desde Londres a Madrid. Loco estoy yo, vida mía, lo mismo que tú por mí. Lo mismo que tú por mí, en el Palacio de Oriente, todo risa y alegría. Doña Cristina sonríe al ver a su hijo tan feliz. Qué bien parece, doña Victoria Eugenia, qué bien parece, doña Victoria Eugenia y Alfonso XIII. La primera de Falsba. Oigo por el seco, oye. Busco el quererte, busco el quererte. Como si fuera mía, busco el quererte, como si fuera mía, busco el quererte. Busco el quererte en la luz de tu sol, veo mi suerte y en la luz de tu sol, veo mi suerte. Es cosa grande que en la luz de tu sol, es cosa grande. Que en la luz de tus ojos mi alma quiera encontrar un bebé. The second one, ok. Oigo for the second. Cuando paso por el puente Triana contigo, vida mía. Cuando paso por el puente Triana contigo, vida mía. Triana contigo, vida mía. De mirarte solamente, Triana, me muero de alegría. Porque tienes unos ojos, Triana.
Ana, igual que los cruceros, Triana, igual que los luceros, una clase de gestura, Triana, que va del mundo entero. Si por otro me dejaras, Triana, de pena moriría, cariño, te quiero y te querré, eres mi norte, mi día, Triana, Triana, y olé. ¡Hola! ¡Vamos a la cuarta! ¡A la cuarta, Sevilla! Bailan los farolillos al viento de la mañana. Al viento de la mañana ya bailan los farolillos, al viento de la mañana ya bailan los farolillos, al viento de la mañana. Al viento de la mañana el blanco y el amarillo, con el blanco y con el grana, el blanco y el amarillo, con el verde y con el grana. El pago y el gitano, el sombrero y el volante, las copas en la mano, viva la feria y el cante, que viva los sevillanos. La cuarta. Cuatro, four.
Hey, give us up to the street.
Hey, you got
a crowd. Look at that, you got a crowd out here.
There on the window.
Hey, Paco Fonto.
Come to Skokie.
Paco Fonta. He is the flamenco guitarist, singer, and composer, and he's performing as part of the 2016 American Spanish Dance and Music Festival in the concert Flamenco Passion, which is at the North Shore Performing Arts Center in Skokie. It's going to be this weekend and also some classes this the week after. Jorge Perez, Executive Director of Ensemble Español, Paco Fonta, guest artist here. I can't thank you enough for playing in studio. That was a great performance.
Oh, thank
and thank you so much for coming in, both of you, and sharing your talents here with WGN Radio.
No problem. Thank you for having us.